for those of you who don't know me, I'm Marilyn Mull from the Urban Homemaker. My husband is Dwayne. He usually gets the phone seminar started, and we like to do a phone seminar twice a month, and we call it Continuing Education for Moms. It's an opportunity to learn about something new in the comfort of your home, and usually it's for free unless you have to pay for your long distance. That way you can relax, you can maybe close the door, grab a cup of tea, put your feet up, possibly grab a notebook, take notes, and enjoy some new information and ask questions. So we like to do that in the spirit of Titus II. Tonight, my guest is Sandy Tuin. She's a Norwex consultant and friend of mine, and she grabbed my interest a few months ago when she said that she was introducing a new product line, Norwex Cleaning Without Chemicals. I had no idea what that was, but I knew that I don't like a lot of chemicals around my house, mostly because when I try to clean with them, I feel like I'm going to get overcome with fumes, and I find that they're not always that effective, and my hands get a mess, and my clothes sometimes get bleach marks, and, you know, it just doesn't seem to work that well. So I was definitely interested. I wanted to see what that was all about, and I've been very impressed. So tonight, Sandy, I'm going to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself and your family and how you got interested in chemical-free cleaning.
Well, my name is Sandy Tuin. I have a husband and two grown children that are married, and I have four grandchildren. They're really fun. And I got involved with Norwex. I had been praying for a job that was very flexible, that I could help out with the family finances and still have flexibility so that I could go visit my grandchildren whenever I wanted to. And I've been praying for about 2 years, and my daughter last spring called me and said, "Mom, I have a business for you that I'd like you to check into." So I checked into Norwex on the website and was kind of piqued my interest. And I knew I was going out to California where my daughter lives in June. So I, when I went out there, I attended a Norwex party that her friend was having and was very intrigued by the products. And I signed up to sell just to see how it would go, and I wanted to try the products myself, so that's kind of how I got into it. I had been kind of on a quest the last couple of years to be healthier as far as my eating habits and exercise, and this was just another step to help me get a little more healthier in my environment and reduce my consumption of cleaning chemicals in my home. So.
Right. Well, I think anybody listening is identifying with you. I don't know too many people that don't need a few extra dollars in their home, but I think more than that, most people are interested in their health. They know that that's something you can't really buy very well, and it's very valuable. And we as moms are responsible for the health of ourselves and our family, and most of us weren't raised on healthy lifestyles, I don't think, in the respect of, you know, being careful about what we eat,
the type of
food, or the chemicals around our house. I mean, we didn't really think about it, I guess. That reminded me of something, and I lost that little thought. Anyway, so we want to talk about why cleaning, you know, why chemicals might be harmful, why we might want to reduce our consumption of chemical cleaning products. I mean, is it realistic? Can we do an effective job without chemicals? Why would we want to?
Yes, and the reason why we'd want to is because there's been more and more studies lately about the chemicals that we are using in our homes and offices, and there's probably about, 17,000 different kinds of chemicals that are involved in the chemical products that we use every day, and there's only about a little over 100 of those that have actually been tested to be safe to be used by humans. So we really don't know what else we're using in our chemicals that we're using every day, and a lot of those chemicals have things in them that cause a lot of allergies, asthmas, the different smells and fragrances that are in them.
a lot of people react to it, affect
our respiratory system and our skin too, a lot of them.
Right. I think that's really a good point, that we don't really know what the effect, long-term especially,
right,
of certain chemicals being exposed to them are.
Right.
And there's certainly plenty of studies and anecdotal stories and all kinds of information linking, you know, chemical, at least abuse, with, you know, cancer and
yes,
effects and all kinds of illnesses. So, you know, my thing is, I've told my audience, I'm not the world's best cleaner. It's not my biggest cup of tea. Fortunately, I have a daughter who likes to clean. Still, we call her Mary the Cleaning Lady, so I'm blessed that way. But I have found that, you know, one of the things that deters me from cleaning is you do it and you have to do it over again. Or you do it and it doesn't really, it didn't turn out very good. It was lousy. You know, I put effort, elbow grease and everything into a job and it still looks poorly. And I think the thing that interested me most in Norwex is when you did a party. Now, we're going to ask the audience to really use their imaginations here, pretend maybe we're in somebody's home and we're talking about the products, looking at them. But you took a piece of butter, smeared it across the window in your living room, and you gave one person some Windex and paper towel, one person Enviro cloth, which is a microfiber product. And the person with the microfiber had their little buttery side of the window cleaned up in no time, with little minimal effort, and the other person was still scrubbing. I think that was me. And it was still smeary and looking terrible after, you know, quite a bit more effort.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, what is going on? So how do these products work?
Well, they're a very high quality microfiber material. And not all microfiber is created equal. You can buy microfiber in a lot of stores, Walmart, different places like that. But to be microfiber, it only has to be 1/6, if you would split a human hair 1/6 times, it only has to be 1/6 of the size of a human hair to be microfiber. But our Norwex claws are 1/100th the size of a human hair, which makes them very, very high quality. They work really fantastically. And they actually pick up anything off of your surface, dirt, bacteria. They actually remove 99% of bacteria with just water. So they're very, very efficient claws, and you'll find that you use your cleaning time is cut in like 75% because
right,
they're
so
the easy
part
to use.
That's really impressive, is it really does cut your cleaning time. Well, and I thought what was also interesting is that you can use some of the product dry in some cases, and there's static charges that will, you know, trap
yes,
dirt and grime and what have you into the cloth, just like in our multi-pure water system. You know, there's positive and negative charges, and that helps trap contaminants inside the filter there. So I thought that was interesting. That
yes, that the EnviroCloth can be used either dry or wet.
Right. Okay. And so, I mean, really, I'm being truthful here, audience. When you use a cotton dishcloth, I feel like it does tend to smear the dirt and the grime, even just on your counters, it smears it or spreads it a little bit more than picks it up.
Yes.
Compared to a microfiber cloth, I have to say I feel half guilty using it for cleaning my kitchen because they're not cheap. They're not like a dollar or something, but it works so well.
Yes.
I don't want to not use it.
Yeah. Well, actually, the cotton does actually just move the dirt around. That's why we have to use chemicals with the cotton cloths, because those are actually take care of the debris and stuff. The chemicals.
Okay, yeah, it's breaking it down.
Yes.
And it always
leaves a trail, whereas the EnviroCloth actually picks up the stuff into the cloth and it holds it in the cloth.
Okay.
And removes it from the surface.
Okay, well that helps. Okay, well I think since we're using our imaginations here and we're pretending that we're demonstrating the products, they're pictured on my website, of course, but I do have catalogs, but the most popular common entry level products would be the EnviroCloth. Do you want to describe it?
Sure. The EnviroCloth is, it's about 12 by 12 square. There are actually two sizes. There's a larger one. And they come in four colors. They're really an all-purpose cloth. You can use them on any smooth surface. You can also use them, any smooth surface in your kitchen, bathroom, just whatever you can think of to use it on. You can also use it with water to remove stains off of clothing and carpets and upholstery. I have tried this, and I was a little skeptical, but I have been able to remove chocolate and some tomato stains and stuff off of clothing that I was really surprised. And it worked great.
Well, you know, this is really silly, but I have a white turtleneck on tonight, and so at dinner I managed to drip a little barbecue sauce onto my shirt. My husband's like, okay, what did you do there? So I thought, oh, great. You know, I'll try that EnviroCloth. And, well, I'd have to say it got most of it out much better than anything else, but it's a little thin. I'm going to have to do something here. Maybe
yeah.
I can stick with it long
enough. Yeah, yeah.
But I do know that it really works. Like on Saturday I was washing windows outside. I wanted to see how they'd work if my windows were a mess. And I came in and I tracked mud on my carpet after.
Yeah.
Cleaned the windows, tracked mud. Dwayne's going to have a fit. And I thought, oh, my EnviroCloth, maybe it'll work. And it took it right up. I was so happy.
It does.
Because the carpets are another thing I'm not real good on keeping clean. Okay, so the EnviroCloth can be used kitchen surfaces, cars, vehicles, counters, flooring, anything, really.
Anywhere.
Smooth surfaces.
Yeah.
Now, what's the window cloth?
The window cloth is kind of used as a polishing cloth. It's also microfiber, but it is a little tighter weave, so it's a little kind of polishes. And I usually use a window cloth in conjunction with an EnviroCloth. I use the EnviroCloth wet and go over my surface, windows or your fixtures, your chrome, whatever, and then I use the window cloth to dry it off. And the window cloth will actually leave a streak-free shine. You won't have streaks on your windows or any place. It works great on black appliances, stainless steel appliances, cooktops. It's a wonderful thing. And if you're familiar with washing windows, which I hate, and I have a lot of windows in my house,
so do I.
And you always wash one side, and then you go out and you see streaks from the other side, and you have to go back. You will not have streaks with these two cloths.
Right, and I have to say, it just makes the work just half as difficult or less. I was amazed that most of the grime came right off on a wet, damp EnviroCloth, and then I just polished it up. And my windows were really horrendous because, well, we're getting to that spring cleaning season. We should be talking about that tonight.
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk about a few more products. And then talk a little bit maybe about spring cleaning and give the audience an opportunity to challenge us. Okay, what's my worst cleaning nightmare? How do I handle this? Or do you have some suggestions for me? And if you have questions, you can certainly email them to me at urbanhome@tds.net. That's urbanhome@tds.net. Okay. Okay, so we have the EnviroCloth and the window cloth. I think everybody should have those if you have windows in your house.
Yes.
And you don't like to wash windows, if you want an easier way. Now, what really attracted me and interested me in the dusting mitt, which I think is very basic, is you said, well, you know, kids really like these.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, good idea. And so Mary, I told everybody she's my cleaning lady, but she will say to you, I don't dust, if you can believe she can tell me. But she does have a cleaning job at our church, and she said, as soon as I got mine, she said, can I take this with me? This is before I even said, okay, try this. She said, can I take it with me? And she came home, and she said, I like this, Mommy. It really works good. So the dusting mitt is basically the same type of microfiber product in the shape of a mitt.
Yes.
It's on your hand.
Yes. It is, and it actually acts like a dust magnet, kind of. It just kind of pulls the dust up into the cloth, and it works great for if you have spindles or different things like that that you have to get around. You can just grab the whole spindle, and It's also great for anybody with joint stiffness or soreness because they can just, you know, put it on and they don't have to work, you know, work their hands a lot. So it works. It's a great, great product.
Okay.
And you do not use anything with it.
Use it dry.
Polish or anything like that. It's just used dry.
Right. Oh, and no oils or wax or anything. Okay. All right. Well, I've gotten a few emails from people guessing on which surface in the house is, in the home is most, has the most germs. I've got a couple guesses here. And I'll tell you that you're not right yet, but I've only looked at two while I'm trying to talk to you. So I'm inviting more people to make a guess. We'll have to think of a prize to the winner. But where are the most germs in your house? You can still email me, or you can email questions to urbanhome@tds.net. Okay, well, the next least favorite job of mine in my house, this is terrible, is cleaning floors. Okay, I mean, my floors are never good. I don't know why. Probably because I'm not as diligent as I could be. But it does help to have a good product. I hate sweeping, mopping, and I still feel all the crumbs, and then I mop, and there's still crumbs. And, seems like they just never stay good. So how does the mopping system work? I think it's great.
Well, I do, too. This is one of my most favorite products because I always used to mop with a bucket and one of those squeegee things that squeezes out your water out of your string mop. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's heavy, and the bucket gets dirty, the water gets dirty, and, it, you know, there's just no way to get that mop clean between times that you dunk it.
Yeah.
And so the way I love this is there is a dry mop that comes with the system. There's two different dry mops. One's just a regular dry mop like a dust mop. The other one is more, it's called a superior dry mop, and it's, the superior dry mop is for people that have, pets or children or large areas to clean. It just picks up a little bit more stuff, I guess. It actually picks up a lot of pet hair and different things like that. So you dust mop. The mop is made of a really nice, aluminum material, and it has an, extendable handle that you can move up and down according to how tall you are. It also has a swivel base, which you can make stable also for different jobs. So you dust mop your floor and you'll actually get particles on your mop, which can just be brushed off between washings, or you can, which we sell a brush that goes that can go along with that, or you can just use your hand and brush it off into the trash. That's what I did before I had my brush, but the dust just falls right off of it. It's just wonderful. And then after that, the mop system is Velcro, so you just un-Velcro the dry mop and wet the wet mop under your sink in the kitchen and wring it out a little bit, and then it has Velcro on it. Throw it on the floor and Velcro the mop base to it, and you're ready to start wet mopping. And because it's microfiber, it actually works kind of like the Envirocloth, and it actually picks up more stuff off of your floor. And you're not using a ton of water, so it's going to dry much, much faster, and you're going to have a wonderful surface clean when you're finished. And there's no dragging a mop bucket around or anything like that. Often when we use buckets and detergents, that detergent is actually sticky, so it stays on your floor and actually acts like a dirt magnet. So it actually makes your floor dirtier.
Oh, that's true. Oh, that is
so
true.
So when you're not using detergent, you're actually getting more off of your floor. And you'll notice the first few times you use this mop, you might have a little bit of drag, and that is just getting all that extra detergent off your floor that's from previous mopping.
You know, in previous houses I lived in, I had larger kitchen surface floor areas. I have a really small kitchen now. And, oh my gosh, that kitchen floor, I never could get it nice. Never. Mm-hmm. And of course I didn't have these products. I did have a mop system where I could, it wasn't exactly Velcro, but you could, you know, change the pieces on the bottom from dry mop to wet mop. And they never stuck. And then the mop, I mean, so the basic system was good and everything, but still, it didn't work as well, and you couldn't lock the base like you can, so it would swivel and go all over the place. And of course you couldn't extend the handles. And what's really nice about this mop base is you can use, this system to do your windows if you have tall, hard to reach windows,
yes.
Which in my house, my outdoor windows, there's a lot of them. I'd have to be dragging a ladder all around and I can reach them with this telescoping handle.
Yes.
And that saves really a ton of work and I got them done really quick. And I was pretty happy about that. and so I'm just going to mention one other thing. If I understand it, you can buy the mop brackets and use your window cloth. You can use your wet mop on your windows, right?
Yes.
And then you can put your window cloth over top of it with the brackets and
right.
polish.
And dry it off, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it really works well. Okay, I'm still looking for answers here about the dirtiest or germiest place in the house. I'm only going to take a couple more answers and see if somebody gets the right answer so far. No right answers. We'll see if we may have to take audience questions, but you can do it by email. You can email me at urbanhome@tds.net or not. Okay, let's take a question back here. I think I have a question in email. Let me just look. Okay, oh, let's see. I have a winner. I'll think of a prize. Mrs. Shipman, I'm not going to say where you're from. She guessed the doorknobs.
That's
the most germs. Is that right?
That's right. Actually your front doorknob.
I know. I would have thought
doorknob, wherever you come in.
I thought for sure it was the bathroom, but, you know, really the front doorknob is the first place anybody touches from wherever under the sun that you've been. So it's going to contain germs from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So while we're talking about the germy places in the house, what are some other contaminated surfaces in our house that we should maybe wipe down more often?
Probably telephones are really have a lot of germy things on them. Computers.
Oh, yeah.
Surprisingly, your bathroom's probably the cleaner place in your house. And your kitchen and around your kitchen sink is probably one of the worst places, too.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, so there's a few runners up here that
yeah.
in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll talk about some of those strange, you know, odd jobs and how we can make those better in a minute. But let's talk about the care and the maintenance of the products. So this is really important. There's a warranty associated. And so explain that part.
Yeah, so microfiber cloths and products for Norwex, they are so efficient in the way they work that you, they have a 2-year guarantee, and all the products actually have a 60-day no questions asked money back guarantee. But to care for these products, it's very important that you don't wash them with bleach, fabric softener, or dryer sheets, or anything with a lot of lint, like towels. Because of their absorbing action, they will actually absorb these things right up into the cloth and make them ineffective. So it's very important that you don't use those products when you wash them. You can wash them in your washer with hot water, and you don't want to use a ton of detergent either, because if any detergent doesn't get rinsed out, it will cause streaks from your cloths. So if you do buy the cloths and find you're having a few streaks, it's probably because you have not rinsed out all your soap out of your cloths. But you can wash them. I usually wash them with permanent press or sheets, or if I have a big enough load, I just have a load of Norwex cloths. And you can wash the mop, all the mop pieces, too.
Okay. Okay, well, that sounds pretty simple, but we just need to remember no dryer cloths, no bleach, and no
fabric softener.
Yeah. I don't use it. Okay, that'll just make them totally ineffective and probably kill your warranty.
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's see. I'm going to take a few questions from email, and then I have a few more questions, and I'm sorry I'm a little bit slow here. Okay. It says, how do you use the product to clean the bathroom, shower scum, outside of the toilet counters? Oh, gosh. I didn't want to talk about that.
Okay. Well,
it's probably better.
Yeah. I actually use the two cloths, the EnviroCloth and the window cloth in my bathroom. I also use, there's a dishcloth, which is a loosely woven netted cloth that is really great for taking soap scum off and bugs off your windshield. I use that also in my bathroom.
Is that for?
It just scrubs off
crud
pieces and all kinds of things.
Well, not in your toilet though.
No, in the toilet we actually have a product that is called a Sanera system, and it actually is a toilet brush that has a solution in the bottom that's biodegradable, which actually breaks down within 4 hours compared to 4 weeks, I believe, of stuff that you buy from the store. And it really works great to clean your toilet inside. But otherwise, I use a wet EnviroCloth on all my surfaces, and then I dry it with
the window cloth.
If you have especially hard the white lime scale.
Shower scum.
Yeah. We also have a lime remover, which is non-toxic, which you spray on, leave 10 minutes, and use a wet EnviroCloth to get it off. You may find as you continue using these products, you'll find your shower doors and different things get cleaner as you keep using them, because they will remove your soap scum and different things like that.
Okay, a little deeper and a little
yeah.
more effectively. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like pretty good news to me. No, I'm going to let everybody know that I don't have every single product on my website. I wanted to just hit the highlights because I think everybody can use an EnviroCloth, a window cloth, maybe the microfiber dust mitt, and the mopping system. I think those would be basics.
Yeah.
Some of the other products people may or may not be interested in, and we'll get them up as we can. But that reminds me, I want to mention the laundry detergent because you did a really cool demo on that.
Yes.
And then we'll go to more questions and talk about the, the business opportunity with big bookings, having a home party or a booking,
okay.
Like a catalog party. Okay. When Sandy did a presentation recently, she took a cup of water, two different, clear plastic cups of water, roughly a cup in each of water in each cup. And you put, a tablespoon of Tide in one and stirred it up?
Half a teaspoon of Tide.
Half a teaspoon. Oh, my gosh.
Tide Ultra or whatever that is. Tide Extra. High efficiency, that's what it was.
Okay.
Tide High Efficiency. And then a half a teaspoon of the Norwex laundry detergent.
Okay, so that's not much, a half a teaspoon and a cup of water. Okay, and stirred it up. And then you went on with your presentation. But what was interesting to me is the Tide cup stayed blue-gray looking the whole time, and the Norwex cup with that detergent went clear fairly quickly. And I just was shocked. I really was surprised. And why is the Tide so cloudy? This really blew my mind.
Well, most of the detergents that are on the market today have fillers in them, which fillers can be anywhere from ground up whale bones, ground up chalk, ground up peanut hulls, which adds bulk to the detergents that we buy. So we feel like we're buying a lot for our money. but actually, those fillers actually stay in your clothes. They make your clothes wear out faster. They make them stiff. If you don't use a dryer, you know what that means.
Yeah.
Your clothes are very stiff. And I think they're in cahoots with the fabric softener people, because then you need fabric softener to soften up your clothes in the dryer. So, but anyway, that stuff stays in your clothing. And, of course, most of us have used these products, and you use probably at least 3/4 to 1 cup per load in our
of detergent
in our washers. Whereas with the Norwex, they don't have any fillers, and you use 1 to 2 tablespoons per load, which is I just couldn't believe that I could get clothes clean with that much.
1 to 2 tablespoons.
Yeah, and most of the time I use 1 tablespoon, unless my load is really dirty. And they come out so fresh and clean. I'm really amazed.
Well, and then there is another product. I haven't put this up yet either. It's a magnet ball. And if you use that in your washer or dishwasher, you can use even about half as much soap again.
Yeah.
And so that's a really intriguing product. product to me, or there's a magnet ring that can be used in a coffee reservoir or a toilet tank.
Yes.
And that is designed to do what?
That it helps prevent the calcium molecules from building up in your coffee maker and toilet.
Okay.
So it keeps those that white line stuff
down.
Yeah.
Or from depositing
yeah.
on the walls and ruining your
yeah.
coffee maker. Okay. All right. Well, so we've talked about the maintenance, the warranty, the 60-day no questions asked money back guarantee, and let's just mention the you know, the hostess gifts for a booking, because the offer is very generous
yeah.
for doing a booking. If you're a hostess, you earn money four different ways, and I posted this at my website. If you want to look at it there, and you have a computer in front of you, if you go to urbanhomemaker.com and you click on articles and recipes, and if you just scroll down a little bit, you'll see. Hostess benefits, and you can just click on that if you want to look at it, but we'll go over it briefly for those of you who don't have a computer in front of you. Okay, so the first way you can earn free product is if you have five buying guests, you get one free EnviroCloth. And if you have more, if you have eight guests, you get an EnviroCloth and a body pack. A body pack is what?
A body pack is a package of three face cloths, or washcloths is what we're more familiar with. But they are microfiber, and they are wonderful for your
right.
face. They exfoliate, and they'll take off makeup without any of your creams. So just use water. They're just so soft and wonderful.
Okay, well, I don't have that yet. I'm going to be getting that with my next order. Okay, so with just eight buying guests, you can get two cloths. If 10 buying guests, you can get three cloths. You get the EnviroCloth, the body pack. Body pack is actually three washcloths.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then a car cloth.
Yes.
And then 13 buying guests, it adds the microfiber mitt. 15 buying guests, you get another thing. So that's, depending on, you know, how many buying guests, that's quite a substantial value right there, over $50. And then, if, for your sales and your parties up to $250, you get 8%, and above that, about, you know, $251 up to $750, you get 10% in hostess credit. So it's just credit right off of whatever you select. So if you had a $250 party, you get $25 in free product over and above what you get for the number of buying guests.
Yes.
And then if you have a friend who would like to do a booking, a book show, also then there are workshops. This is amazing. It's really true. Is this really true?
Yes, it really is. If you for every booking that you get from your party, you can choose a window cloth or an optic cloth for free.
Plus,
depending on what your sales are, if you have a $275 party and one booking, you get a gray veggie cloth, an enviro cloth, a loofah pad, a tongue cleaner and refill, and a blue dish cloth. Plus, if you have...
That's a $67 value.
That's $67. If you have a $300, which is not hard to get a $275 party, let me tell you. It's not hard at all. A $375 party plus one booking, you'll get all of the $275 products. Plus, you get for laundry soap and another window cloth.
And I think you want that laundry soap.
Yeah.
That's $102 value.
Yeah. Plus, if you have a $600 party and a booking, you get all of the previous things I've mentioned. Plus, you get one of our mattress cleaner and one body wash, which is a $146 value. And if you have an $800 party plus one booking, you get everything I've already mentioned, plus a shampoo, conditioner, and a footstone, which is a $186 value in free products.
Okay.
This is the greatest hostess program I think I've ever seen.
You can get a lot of free products for not a whole ton of work.
That's true.
And why? Let's just talk about briefly why this is a great opportunity.
Well,
I mean, not only is it a great product, though. I mean, I'm not trying to hype anybody. I want them to know the truth. It's a great opportunity because it's new to the United States.
Yes. It's actually a company from Canada that is expanding into the United States just within the last year or possibly two. So there's not very many consultants at all in the United States yet. It's just a brand new idea of how our cleaning should be. And so we're just getting started here in the United States, getting the word out about
microfiber
and chemical-free cleaning and what another option to using chemicals.
Right. And so, I mean, I think you told me there's certain states they don't even have one consultant.
No, there's a lot of states that don't have any consultants yet even.
Right.
So.
So if you are interested in doing a book party, you can contact me by email and have me call you, or you can call me tomorrow on my 800 number if you'd like, and I'll explain how it works, and we'll set up a date. And anybody who does set up a booking that completes in March, since this is the first, that gives you a whole month, then I'm giving a free face cloth, which is a washcloth, plus my CD cookbook, just for booking in March. And that's all on top of all the other free things that we talked about. So there's a lot of tremendous opportunity. We've got some more questions on email. If you would like to ask additional questions on how to clean certain things, then you can email me at urbanhome@tds.net. Do we need to say anything more about the company Norwex? Do you feel like you've covered that?
I think I've covered it.
Okay.
They're just a wonderful company to work for, and it is a great anyone's interested in selling, it is a great company to work for.
And well, wonderful products.
Yes.
I think everybody needs. If you can find a product everybody needs, it's great. Okay, I've got questions here online, so we'll go with those, and then we'll open up the phone lines. It says, can this laundry detergent be used in HE-only machines? Now, I don't know what HE machine is. Do you?
Yes, they can. I have a HE machine, which is a high efficiency.
Okay.
It's when I have a Maytag, and they said to use only a high-efficiency liquid detergent in it. I called the Norwex company, and they said, you know, they only tell you that because of the warranty. They want you to use the high-efficiency detergent, and which I assume they're in cahoots with the detergent company. But they said this works just fine, and I've been using it in my machine, and it does. It works great.
Okay, and high efficiency means low water usage?
Low water, and you're supposed to use less of the detergent.
Okay.
To be,
because of less water.
Work better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we have some more questions here. Can you use the EnviroCloth in place of the dish rag, like washing dishes?
Yes, I do use that in my kitchen.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay. In fact, there are two sizes of EnviroCloth. I think we briefly mentioned, now I've only got one size on my website so far. We'll get the other one up soon. It's a little larger, of course, a little more expensive. And I decided to try it as a dish towel this week. It's great because it dry. Well, I don't dry a lot of dishes. I admit I use a dish strainer, but, you know, I also need a hand cloth, something to dry my hands on. It works really nice because it absorbs water nicely and it dries quickly.
These products are, most of them will absorb at least 7 times their weight in water. Some of the other things like the bath mat and things will absorb up to 10 times their weight in water. So they're very lightweight, but they're very, very absorbent.
Right. Okay, so that answers that one. Okay, can you use the EnviroCloth instead of the mop system like the hands and knees method? I'm assuming she means on your floor.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
If you want to do that.
it works. I have tried it. It really works fantastic.
Yeah.
I would probably suggest, even though these cloths are antibacterial, we forgot to mention that, you still might want to have a different cloth for your floor.
Yeah, you could.
Okay, let's see. I have another question here. You mentioned that there are many states without consultants. Is the host-a-party option only available in some areas? Oh, I don't know exactly what she means there. I'm hoping that people would like to do a book party, I guess you'd say, or catalog party. But I would say that the opportunity is wide open everywhere, and people can call me about it. Is that what you would say?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm waiting for email here to go to the next question as well. How do you clean the claws themselves? Like, I guess we talked about that. that we can review it.
Okay. In between washings in the washer, if your claws get dirty, you can just get them wet under the sink and put a drop of dish soap on them and just kind of squish them in your hands and then rinse them out and hang them up to dry. But I usually launder all of my claws about once a week in the washer with regular with the detergent and but without anything that has lint in it and no bleach, no fabric softener or dryer sheets.
Okay.
Wash and dry them in your washer and dryer.
Okay, here's some more questions. Get your questions ready, audience. I'm going to unmute the background noise here in a minute, or you can email them to me. These are great questions. Can the EnviroClause replace items such as clean shower for keeping bathrooms clean and mold mildew free?
Yes. I believe if you already have the mold and mildew there, a lot of times that's coming up from the underneath part of your,
under the tile.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And so that's very hard to get rid of, but it will definitely clean those surfaces.
Just
but I'm
water.
Not sure it's going to totally get rid of mold and mildew.
We had some mold and mildew coming up in where the caulking was, and I could not get rid of it except for bleach, and then it came back up.
Right.
And my husband finally realized that. Well, for another reason, we had to pull out all the tile, and the wall board behind the tile had actually gotten molded and
yes.
wet because caulking, you know, it's an older home,
right.
hadn't been kept up prior to our purchase of this home, and so there really was no way to get rid of that without replacing that
right.
whole shower area. Because the way they put in tile in showers now is they put this cement board behind it, doesn't mold or mildew.
Right.
And we had actual wall board behind the tile.
Right.
And that's why, and of course I didn't know that was why until we pulled it apart, but it's true. Okay, and then can these cloths keep white sinks free of black scratch marks?
White sinks like,
I guess porcelain?
I don't have any reference with that, but I
yeah,
would
I
they
don't.
Would. I know that some of our products do take scuff marks and things off of floors and different things like that. But
I suppose that you would just have to try try it. Okay, here's one more question. I'm extremely germ conscious. I would love a product like this, but I'm concerned about getting rid of germs. Maybe you could go over that antibacterial.
Yes, this is really exciting because Norwex has just come out with the antibacterial, making the claws themselves antibacterial. They already remove 99% of bacteria from the surfaces you're cleaning, but they have actually found a way to put and they're patenting this, they're actually found a way to put an antibacterial agent in the fibers of the cloth, which as you're cleaning, it makes the cloth itself actually kill, doesn't allow bacteria to live in the cloth. It disables bacteria, viruses, and fungi to grow in the cloth, so you don't have the cross-contamination. And so it also helps reduce odor in the cloth. You know, we've all had sour-smelling dishcloths.
Yeah,
and this antibacterial agent that's in the cloth actually will keep it from smelling.
Okay, well, that's a big plus, I'm
yeah.
sure, for most people. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and unmute the background noise so people can ask questions. Hang on, I'll be back. Sorry about that, folks. All right. If we have some audience questions that you didn't get answered from those that were emailed that have come to mind, or you want to know a little bit more about a book party or the hostess gifts or, you know, just the use and care of the product, or, you know, you're thinking about spring cleaning like me, I have the wood fireplace that makes my upstairs kind of grimy. So come April, I really do have to get busy. Clean up. But if you're thinking about spring cleaning and you have some jobs you don't know how to clean, let's ask away. This is your opportunity to talk about clean, chemical-free, and Norwex products with Sandy Doohan. So if you need to ask a question, please unmute yourself by pushing number 6. And we'll go ahead and take questions. Do we have any questions?
I have a question.
Okay.
Do the dust clouds pick up dust mites?
Sandy?
That's a good question. I've never had that question. I don't know.
I wouldn't know either. I thought dust mites were only in mattresses.
Yeah.
Actually, dust mites are a really big allergen, especially for people who have asthma. And they, there's little bugs that eat our dead skin that sloughs off while we're sleeping, where we sit. So it can be anywhere. And then as your dust gets stirred up in your house, it can settle, you know, anywhere on any surface.
Well, as absorbent as these claws are and as much as they pick up, I would assume, yes, that it would pick up dust mites. We also have a product it's the mattress cleaner, which you spray on your mattress, and it actually kills dust mites, and it's a organic
product,
which really, I've used it once. I just got mine and used it once, and I used to wake up super plugged up and stuffy, and I don't know if it's because of this, but I don't wake up like that anymore, and it really takes care of those kinds of things in your mattress.
Well, I would think that product would be good for maybe upholstered surfaces.
Yes.
So, which would be more difficult to clean.
Yes, you certainly could use it there.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Did you have a follow-up question? Okay, guess not. Another question? Do we have any other questions?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
On the EnviroCloth and the other cloth products.
The window
cloth? How long do they normally last? Like, would I be replacing it every few years, or would it be something that would last me, just for 1 year? How long do they normally last?
These products are very long-lasting. I have had that question several times, and since I'm so new at it, I haven't had mine very long. But I called a company, and the lady that I talked to said, well, she has had hers for 7 years, and they still work as good as they did the day she bought them. So they're a very long-lasting product, very economical when you really think about how long that they are going to last you if you take care of them.
Oh, absolutely. And I have one other question kind of that goes along with it. When you're using, like, the EnviroCloth, you had mentioned that it has the antibacterial properties in it.
Yes.
I'm guessing that kind of if it's used properly and cared for properly, those antibacterial properties will continue kind of like that seven, you know, the lady who has said 7 years it worked, would it last that long for the antibacterial as well?
Yes. It actually stays in the fiber itself, and it doesn't leach out of the cloth.
Oh, wonderful.
At all. It stays in the cloth. And it is...
it's part of the fiber.
Yes, it's actually part of the fiber. So it's not something that's added to the cloth after it's made. It's actually in the fiber itself.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, another question?
Yeah.
Any more questions? You can unmute yourself by pushing number 6 and ask a question.
I have a question.
Hello.
How do you become a distributor?
Okay. To become a consultant, you need to have purchased some product and be slightly experienced with it, and then you can call me and I'll explain how you can become a consultant. Okay. Does that answer your question? I've got these entry and exit chimes on again. Let me just change that. Okay. I'm sorry. I thought I had that squared away. The way it works to become a consultant is when you decide, after you have used the product and you decide you want to be a consultant, the company will send you a starter kit, but you may have to make an agreement, that you're going to sell a certain amount of dollar volume. There's not a monthly quota in 3 months, or they will bill you for the cost of your kit, and you just have to sign a form. I didn't really want to go over too much of that over the phone. I'd rather go over that personally with anybody who's interested in becoming a consultant. You can call me tomorrow or email me, and I'll get back in touch, okay, because I don't want to bore the rest of the audience. But if you would like to do a book party, a catalog party, anybody listening, you can also email me tomorrow or tonight, and we'll send you the catalogs and the order forms, and we'll give you all the details over the phone. Okay, does that help answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yes. Yes, I have one question.
Mm-hmm.
Are these cloths made out of, and do you have any that are made out of organic, like cotton, or are they all made of regular material?
No, they're made out of polyamide, which is a poly material.
Okay. I believe there was a microfiber cotton tea towel. It was discontinued. I don't know why. Do
okay.
you, Sandy?
I don't know either.
Okay.
Whether it just wasn't very popular or what.
Or wasn't effective.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yes, I have a question.
Go ahead.
You were talking about the germ-conscious people
mm-hmm.
and the antibacterial agent in the cloth. How do they make that antibacterial without some kind of chemicals in there? I'm just worried about that. How do they?
The agent that they put in it is a very safe silver, actually, is what's in it. And that is the antibacterial agent that's in it. And it is totally safe.
Well, I don't think it can deposit anything
no.
onto a surface.
No.
It's in the fiber itself.
Yes. It actually kills the bacteria in the cloth after the cloth picks up the bacteria. So within a few hours, your cloth is pretty much bacteria-free.
And there's been some studies and research to back that up.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm sure nothing is 100% because there's no way to control what the cloth has been in any every test situation under the sun.
Right.
That wouldn't be realistic. But I do know that silver was used. The pioneers would put a silver dollar in their milk or their butter to keep it fresh. Now, I don't know if I would recommend doing that, but it is an antibacterial agent. But it's in the fiber. It's not a treatment, a top treatment that would wear off or wear out or be, you know, transferred from surface to surface.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, another question?
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes.
I'm envisioning this thing just grabbing and pulling everything into itself. How tough is it? I mean, and then you just put it in the washing machine and it shakes it loose? Does that make sense?
The dirt and stuff, you mean? Or
the dirt, the stain, everything that it's grabbing as it's cleaning and absorbing, it just cuts, it turns it loose when you wash it with a, a cleaning agent in the washing machine.
Wow. Yes, it gets fairly clean. I've been surprised, especially with my mop, because you know how dirty floors get.
Right.
And my mop has been almost black at times, and I throw it in the washer and it comes out very clean.
Oh, okay. Because
so,
I'm picturing this nasty stain thing within just days. You know, I only have 5 of my 12 children at home anymore, but you know, we're just out of nowhere.
Well,
you know?
They will get dirty. Let me tell you, they will get dirty. They'll get black looking. I've had my window cloth have super black streaks in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't come out in one washing, the next washing they'll get a little lighter. So, but
right.
they still work well.
Right. Well, I've only had mine about 2 weeks, and like I said, I had those windows. The inside really was black from the winter's worth of some smoke, I guess. And my cloth was really quite black. I mean, not just dirty, but black. And I just used a small amount of dish detergent, probably more than a drop, and scrubbed it a little bit by hand. I haven't even put it in the washer yet. I guess I could. It's been over a week. But anyway, it washed out. And I also scrubbed those cabinets that I mentioned in my email with all the fingerprints. And they were quite brown where I scrubbed. and that came right out also.
Oh, that's nice. Because yeah. Every time I get a new set of dish towels or something, I think, this time they're going to stay looking nice, and they look awful. And it's so depressing. I remember they were white. They were. So I'll get dark blue ones or something.
Well, I'm sure they're not perfect, you know, depending on what they've been in, but they do clean up. And at least Sandy has the experience of having them be black and getting washed up. I mean, she's giving a testimonial, and I know she's telling the truth.
Yeah, right.
Or she wouldn't.
And I'm not saying that they'll stay. I mean, they won't
brand
stay
new.
Brand new forever. I mean, they will eventually get a little.
But what I thought was interesting is that the gal you talked to in Canada, you know, hers were 7 years old and still working, and they may not look that great, but at least they're working.
Right. And my very first cloth I've used a ton, and it of course doesn't look new, but it still works great.
Okay, I think we have time for maybe one, two more questions, and we need to wrap up, if we have them. Otherwise, we'll wrap up early tonight.
Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
Okay, I was wondering about the laundry soap. Would you use for whites? How, you know, dirty, dingy whites? What would you do about that? You wouldn't use bleach in that, I suppose.
If you're used to using bleach, you could use bleach with it.
That's for laundry, not the environmental.
For your white clothing. We don't have a bleach as such in the product line.
So the laundry detergent itself, though, is it pretty effective as far as...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I guess what you're asking is, do the whites gray over time? Is that what you're
saying? Right, exactly.
Well, I haven't been using mine that long. I'm just still on my first bag, so...
Okay.
But I have been very pleased with how all of my clothing has come out. So.
My guess is there's no way to combat that graying effect with whites, no matter what, without bleach over time.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends on what your tolerance is for that graying action.
Right. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, well, thanks for your question. I appreciate it. Well, Sandy, you have been a good wealth of knowledge tonight. I really appreciate it, and I certainly have gotten a lot of the concepts better reinforced in my head. I apologize, audience, for not being the expert yet, but I hope to be soon. I just was excited about Norwex chemical-free cleaning products because they are easier to use and more effective. I hope we've answered some of your questions. If you have more, you can quickly unmute yourself and ask a question or email me, but we're going to go ahead and wrap up. And I just want to remind you all that our next phone seminar is March 15th, 2 weeks from tonight. Did you have a question? Okay. And my guest will be Lori Flapp from Teach Magazine and Lisa Vitello from New Harvest Homestead Newsletter. And we'll be talking about the Titus II woman and being a godly mom, what that entails, and how Teach Magazine might be a blessing to you. So that'll be March 15th tonight. I'm wrapping up a conversation with Sandy Tuen, the Norwex representative. I'd love to have anybody listening do a book party, or you may purchase the products at our website and try them out for yourself. And before you maybe make a decision about doing a book party or becoming a consultant. So, Sandy, did you have any further wrap-up comments?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'd be happy to answer any questions if anyone has any. So.
Okay. And, yes, why don't we, if somebody wants to direct a question directly to Sandy, you don't mind giving out your email address?
No.
Okay, let's do that.
It's Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, the number 4, health, H-E-A-L-T-H, at tds.net.
Okay. I think we picked up an echo here at the end of our conversation. I'm glad it was the very end. That was Sandy, number 4, health, H-E-A-L-T-H, at tds.net.
Yes.
So thank you so much for enlightening us and encouraging us, Sandy. And I look forward to working with you and some new customers.
Thank you.
Okay. So thanks for joining us, and good night.
Good night.